Yeah, and this is something, you know, I mentioned the kind of overarching theme of tariffs that kind of trickles down into our daily lives. And yeah, affordability is definitely one of them. I have four young adult children who are trying to launch themselves out into the world, and it's really challenging to do that when the prospect of home ownership is so out of reach for them due to the high cost of not just housing, but of living in general. And yeah, there's a plan for that. You know, we have to build more houses. That's obvious. And there was an announcement recently by Mark Carney about starting a really robust home building program, something akin to what we saw in the post-Second World War period when the government was in the business of building homes. You know, decades ago, we gave that away to private developers in the private sector. And there's a scarcity issue, you know, the supply and demand. When the supply is low and the demand is high, the supply that is available is very expensive. So more homes need to be built. We need to level out that supply and demand ratio, and then you're going to see more affordability necessarily. So the home building program is really important. In other aspects of affordability, you know, we're looking at breaking down interprovincial trade barriers so that it's easier for farmers, for example, to get their products from Canadian farms to Canadian plates. You know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do business amongst ourselves as Canadians. I have a friend and constituent who's a chicken farmer who, you know, we had a discussion about this. It was easier for him to sell his product to the United States than to other provinces, and that shouldn't be the case. So when we make the economy more robust right here in Canada, become more self-reliant on ourselves and our own natural resources and our own hardworking workforce, then we're going to have more prosperity and prices are going to level out and life is going to get a little bit easier. Liberals have also proposed a cut to income taxes that would save Canadians up to $825 a year. And on the small business side, we're looking at deferring the corporate income tax remittance period, moving it back a little bit to expose about $40 billion worth of liquidity for businesses this year, and also looking at corporate income taxes. So there's different ways that we can bring relief to Canadians in the short term as we encounter, you know, revenue pressures from these tariffs that are coming in. But we want to make sure that we're planning for long-term prosperity as well. We want to engage in a lot of nation-building projects and apprenticeship programs so we can get more skilled labor. So it's a really multifaceted, kind of complex platform that's meant to address just about every aspect of Canadian life.